How you doing, Jordan? Really, really proud of the team's effort. Back-to-back defensive performances. We're obviously a group that takes great pride in guarding and making things difficult for opponents. I was really happy in the first half. The fourth quarter defensively, we were really sharp, but I really think there's a lot of room for improvement, especially on the offensive end. We have numerous talented players that are capable of making plays for us. And we just got to, you know, I keep telling my staff, we're a V8 engine that's running on five cylinders, and we got to find a way to get that sixth, seventh, and eighth cylinder firing. Because this conference is so tough, and some teams you just can't, you're not going to beat not being on all cylinders. So that's a really good Akron team that can really score it. So I think keeping them to 46 is really a testament to our players' focus and effort.
Hey, Coach. Jordan here. Yeah, congratulations on the first win at home. How does that feel?
It's big, you know, it's something we talked about at length throughout the week and before the game. It's something that I feel we've, you know, in the past been building on and making this a tough place to go get a win. And for whatever reason this year, we've been better on the road than we've been at home. It's nice to have a couple fans in there, you know, look up and see moms and dads and uncles and sisters. And although it wasn't a bunch of people, it's nice to have them here and just really create that home court advantage and environment. So nice to get off the schneid on that and get our first win at home.
Right. Yeah, of course. The rebounding was amazing. That was, I would say total domination. Was there any emphasis on like the boards today?
Yeah. We felt that they were going to play us in zone. I felt, you know, Coach Jackson was going to dare us to make threes. So we thought we could get second and, you know, chance opportunities on the offensive end. But more importantly, Akron is one of those teams where if they get an offensive rebound, the numbers just show that there's a kick out and then there's a three or an and one. So limiting their second chance opportunities is huge. And I thought we did a really good job overall in the fourth quarter. We gave them a few, but, you know, some of those, they take so many long shots. It's hard to chase those down. And some of them we didn't get because we were fighting each other for them. And it's hard to get – hard to be upset about that. You know, our kids are playing really hard, and that obviously makes any coach pretty happy.
Right. Yeah, of course. So Akron shot like 3 for 20 from the three. Was like forcing them to shoot outside. Was that like the defensive strategy for you guys today?
No, I mean, this team that is capable of shooting, especially in the past, they've been really good shooting. I know earlier in this season they had games where they were just on fire. So making sure we knew our personnel was huge. Some are drivers, some are shooters, but we just had to be out on those shooters because some of those guys do not miss. I think kids like number three, Emma Tekka, and Colleen Neitzel, I hope I didn't just destroy her last name, but she is an absolute knockdown shooter. So, you know, we got to be smart about that. And I was really happy with the attention to detail throughout the game on those shooters.
Great. Last question. It seemed like Anna Carrico provided that spark that you guys needed when it was, a little stagnant at times. But, what got her going today?
No, it's something that we've been really talking about at length throughout the year. She's a very talented offensive player. That being said, she is a pass first type of kid. You know, she would love to get 10 assists every game. But the way our offense is designed and the personnel that we have, we really feel for us to be at our best, she's got to get more attempts and kind of get in that 14 to 16, 17 points a game rhythm. And, I was really happy at halftime because I think she had taken 8 shots. And if you follow Jenna enough, that's a lot of shots for her.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was really happy. If anything, I told her at halftime, hey, make sure you keep that mindset because it's big for us. In first half, I thought we were solid offensively. We just missed some gimmies and I was still happy with it. You know, it's just a matter of converting and not being so surprised when some of these plays develop and us converting.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate that.
No, thank you, Jordan. Appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. All right, Jenna, we'll just start you off with a real quick thoughts on the game today.
I thought everyone played very well. I thought when the bench came in, they gave us some good minutes. I thought our defense was phenomenal. Everyone, I feel like, is starting to step up, and we're slowly starting to get ourselves together.
Jordan, all yours.
Hey, how's it going, Jenna?
Good. How are you?
Good. You had a great game. Double-double. How'd that feel?
I mean, good. You know, rebounds, being the smallest one on the court. But, I mean, my team just – turning this on. I mean, my team just always helping me out. I thought my performance, they helped me out by just getting me going, keep telling me to keep going shooting-wise. And I thought it was good. It felt good.
Yes, it was going in. You seem like you provided that spark, you know, when you guys needed it, when it was getting stagnant at times. And also you were like amazing downtown. So how was that? How'd you feel shooting?
I mean, listen, my team has been getting on me since day one about being aggressive, you know. So, I mean, I'm just putting in the work. My team's helping me out. They're motivating me. They're telling me to keep going. And once I'm aggressive, everyone starts to perform really well, I feel like. And it was good.
Yes. The hustle plays were amazing. Was there, like, you know, any emphasis on that? Just you guys just kept grinding for every possession?
I'm always in my ear nonstop. Coach Los is in my ear nonstop. Like, they just keep pushing me, keep telling me, get up. And just giving us that good spark because we need that, you know.
Of course. Thank you so much, Jenna.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.